This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Love this compliment from the Franklin Injury Attorney text line from the 817. Y'all make doing house chores so much more fun. LMAO.
Thank
you very much for that.
Tips are welcome.
Oh, my goodness. That might be payola.
If you could just look at this screen real quick and answer a couple questions.
If you want to hit us up on the Twitch, on the YouTube, would love to hear from y'all as well. Thank you very, very much for participating in the show. Also, question, Corey, that you have posed. How long do you think you could be trapped in an elevator and keep your sanity?
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I'm sure I'm sure we'll talk about this some more with Mickey, but Chargers players for, I believe, about 2 hours got stuck in a hotel elevator on Friday. And Justin Herbert was one of the, quote, 11 or 12 players part of it. All right, let's get Mickey involved straight away in this conversation. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Sorry, I'm kind of out of rhythm here.
That's okay. You're also in your preseason. I get it. How long do you think you could stand being trapped in an elevator with 11 or 12 people?
I don't know, about 2 hours.
Yeah. And do you like that Jim Harbaugh decided to turn this, what could have been very unfortunate, into an opportunity to praise Justin Herbert by saying, yeah, I heard he was like a really good leader in that situation and kept everybody calm.
And then he said he wished that he would have been on the elevator for 2 hours.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, is your life at jeopardy when you're in there 2 hours?
Yeah, here's why I think it is, Mick, because my concern is not being trapped in the elevator, though I do understand, Corey, if you have claustrophobia. My concern is getting cut in half when you try to get off the elevator, especially if it's not level and they want you to climb out. Look, I might be watching the wrong movies. Yes. I'm not sure what it is, but I would be exceedingly concerned that I'm going to get chopped in half. Your thoughts?
Did they go out the side or the roof?
They went out the roof. So that's a different deal. And that's where I would be okay with that. It's when... Yeah. When you see it's like stuck halfway between the floor and they're like, here, let's just crawl out. We can pull you out. No, pass. I will stay in the elevator until we come up with a different plan.
So do you think they put them in some sort of saddle and yanked them up?
Yes, I do. That is exactly.
I was going to say, I'm not tall enough to go out the roof, you know?
Oh, no.
Well, you would have to be first then. And that, you know, like, they would have to lift you up. Yeah.
Me, right?
Yeah.
It feels unlikely that the police officers and the fire rescue would come down and be like, oh, sorry, sir. You're too short. We can't help you out. That feels like that wouldn't happen, right?
Just get on my shoulders.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So shout out to Dallas Fire and Rescue. For helping get that done. And shout out to Justin Herbert for keeping everybody calm.
There you go. That's the quarterback's job, right?
That's right. That's right. Now, I had two specific roster questions for you. And you might say it's not as simple as this person over this person. But I was curious, does it feel right now and after the game like it's Ryan Flournoy over Jalen Cropper and Deuce Vaughn over Royce Freeman? Or is that yes not on, how you would put
yes
it?
On, yes on both.
Okay, okay.
I think Flournoy, what he did in or Flownoy.
Flownoy,
I think
yes.
The way they want to pronounce it. The last two games and what I saw in training camp, he was more consistent. Cropper has showed up in practice a little bit in the games, but I think Flournoy was more consistent day to day to day and making big plays, by the way. So, and he had being a, what was it, sixth round draft choice?
I believe that is correct.
Off the top of my head. Anyway, he's got that going for him also. So I figured six of the eight draft choices were going to make this team.
And then, so at receiver, how deep are you going with that then?
Six.
Six, okay. All right.
Does that automatically mean probably just three tight ends then?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh.
And I think that... So I think what you're looking for, so obviously Ferguson, Schoonmaker is kind of a Ferguson starter kit type guy. They're kind of the same. So my third guy has to give me a different dimension. And from what I've seen in training camp, I think John Stevens has a heck of a lot of talent. He just needs some more experience, but I don't want somebody else to pick him up from me. So I think I would keep John Stevens as the third.
All right.
With the hope of getting Brevin Spanford around to the practice squad.
Through the practice squad and probably Princeton fan too.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Mickey, how much does the Deron Bland injury affect their, like, that's a big monkey wrench right here at the end of camp.
Significant. Yeah. I mean, think about it. You've got, I don't know how we're going to consider top corner one or 1A, whatever. But, you know, let's remember, Trayvon Diggs hasn't played in a football game since, what, the second week of last season?
Yeah.
And we know about the ACLs, right? Not everybody returns immediately to Pro Bowl form, but he's one. Jordan Lewis is two. And now you're probably going to have a rookie, Kalen Carson, as your number three. Now, I probably could live with that, but I'm one injury away from being in trouble.
Yeah.
Because they got really no experience for the fourth guy now. You know, Kalen Carson was going to be the fourth. And you say, okay, that's good. But now he's starting, so there's always a trickle-down effect when you lose a starter, right? Who's the next guy up? And I think, you know, they've got to keep an eye on the waiver wire to find maybe somebody that's played, maybe started a game that gets released because they got replaced on a roster. But if you can find a guy like that to be your fourth, because other than that, it's probably Josh Butler or Eric Scott. And those were the two guys that were running with the second team at the cornerback positions.
Would you lean towards Eric Scott or tough to say?
That one's tough to say. I thought Eric Scott got off to a slow start in training camp, and then he picked it up. And I thought Josh Butler was a little bit more consistent.
Okay.
But again, yeah, that's like, you know, choosing flavors of ice cream at this point.
Pineapple guava is my new favorite ice cream. Yeah, from Churn and Bake. If you ever get a chance to check that out, is Josh Ball a guard? Like he's played better at guard than I've ever seen him play at tackle.
Yeah, I think you're right, but at least he has some experience at tackle.
Yeah,
and if you're looking for, you know, flexibility, then I think it's him over Willetsko. And and Willetsko, I've never seen. Or they haven't used him hardly at all on at left tackle. So if he's just a right tackle, Awesome Richards at this point is my backup swing tackle. And we're talking about another position where that doesn't give you much experience at that position, which is another one that I think they've got to keep an eye on the waiver wire. If they can just find somebody with, you know, some experience that have played in games, maybe started a couple games in their careers, because, you know, the backup swing tackle is sort of like the backup quarterback. You just don't get that many snaps in practice. And so it's hard to continue to improve. You kind of got to know it. And you're, you know, banking on a guy that barely played other than probably, end of games when the games were over. So that's another position I think they've got to keep their eye on the waiver wire.
The other name that I did not expect to make an impact on me was Buddy Johnson. That dude right there, like your linebacker room, Mickey, I thought you were depleted there in this off season, and slowly but surely they've made that linebacker room look pretty good.
Yeah. To the point where you're going to have a trouble cutting that room, right?
Yes.
Are you counting Micah as a linebacker or a defensive end?
I guess I thought of him on the line, but I definitely understand your question.
So, you know, you've got your health providing, right? Kendricks, Clark, Overshown, Leofau's going to play quite a bit. Are we talking Micah or get Buddy Johnson on there? Damian Wilson, I thought, kind of stood out at the little bit of time that he got to play. And then the other guy that they got to, I think, make a tough decision on is Willie Harvey. You know, the guy that led the UFL this last year in tackles, and he was working with the second team. And when they got low at starters at linebacker, he got some first team snaps. So it'll be interesting to see how they cut down that position also.
Can I ask you then, and I'm not saying this is the way it's going to play out, but if it came down to you and it was Willie Harvey versus Damian Wilson, like which direction would you go, you think?
I probably, because I think either one of them probably makes the practice squad, gets cleared, and then you have the ability to, you know, call that guy up you know, three times. And so I think it would come down to, if it was that, which guy can I get through waivers, and which guy is going to help me most on special teams. I think, and I don't know that Damian Wilson has a big market value out there around the league, since he's basically was out all last season. The Cowboys picked him up at the end of the year as insurance at linebacker going into the playoffs. So if you're looking at continuing to develop young guys, I think, you know, maybe Harvey, you want to keep a young guy and help him develop, but also help on special teams.
Excellent stuff. Look forward to talking with you tomorrow. I know the cut down time isn't till 3:00. But I'm sure there'll be.
You want to do it at 3:30.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a lot happening throughout the day. I have no doubt, Mick.
Right. Got to stay on Twitter, right?
That's right. I'm sure you love it. We'll catch up with you tomorrow, good sir.
Okay, guys. Take care.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, I want to circle back to something that we were talking about, because I felt very judged by you guys. You do not have a fear of being cut in half by the elevator?
It's not my first fear. Okay. My first fear on the elevator, Kevin, is just being there and being like, not feeling like I can't get out of the elevator. I would be the first person to crack whatever it is above, like open that door, that panel, because I want to be able to breathe. And so I want that. I want to know that there's something else out there, and I'm not just going to get squeezed in this little box of emotions. That would be terrifying. So, but I have seen what you've seen, and I have seen people get cut in half on movies and magician shows.
I have one more question about
Chris
that.
Chris Angel.
Yeah.
Do you ever have an irrational fear that when you walk into the elevator, you'll accidentally drop your cell phone and it'll fall in that
right between
slit,
that little crack? Yes.
And it will be gone forever. I realize it has to go somewhere, but in my mind, it's gone forever.
Are you afraid that the doors will shut fast on you? Is that
for whatever reason? I'm not.
Okay, so you're not like when you go to the grocery store, you're not walking in going, "Man, I got to jump through these doors real quick."
But I do try to keep my phone in my pocket when I get on the elevator because I'm afraid that I will drop it and it will slide into like I don't know cell phone elevator abyss. And if I ever got stuck in an elevator that was in between floors and they're like, "Hey, just slide out," I would have to really think about who's asking me to just slide through.
Why?
Because they might be plotting my downfall.
Wow. So if it's me going, "Hey, go ahead, man."
You can put on my tombstone, "I should not have trusted Corey," because I think I would. I would trust you in that instance.
You should trust me. Everything's going to be fine, right, man. When have I ever led you astray? I'm serious. I don't think there's one time where you can go, "You know what, Corey? That was a bad decision."
You might be right.
Thank you.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You know what? I might have another question at some point because I've already seen both sides of these come in. Is some people saying they're mad at CD? More people saying that they're mad at Jerry? I'm curious what the breakdown is because it appears as though most Cowboys fans feels that they have to be mad at somebody that CeeDee Lamb is not here just yet.
One Nate Wood texted us, Kevin.
Not a real person.
And he said, "High school football stadiums always scared me. The elevators are always so sketchy."
So the very last high school football game I ever covered for Star Community Newspapers.
Got stuck on an elevator.
It was Allen against Richardson, and the elevator did stop. But who I really felt bad for was it was me, a bunch of guys from the coaching staff, and then this like high school girl. And I just felt really bad that like, cause you know, she was pretty small and all of us other bigger people, probably not the greatest smell in the world in that elevator. And I just felt really bad for her. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, who was the best at being the worst this weekend? And why is one of them a former Cowboy? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fourth and 10. The receiver slips. It is intercepted by Sanders. Can he score again?
Yep.
There he goes. Deion Sanders.
Sorry, Deion, you're going to make an appearance in this segment.
Oh,
it's time,
what did Deion do?
For Wanker of the Weekend, who was the best at being the worst this weekend? I'm just going to, before we take any texts or anything off the Twitch or YouTube, I'm going to start with Deion Sanders. So the report came out, I'm sure you've heard this by now, that the Colorado Athletic Media Department told a Colorado Post newspaper person that they wouldn't be taking questions for him anymore. Now, they would still be taking questions from other reporters at the paper, excuse me, the Denver Post, at the paper, just not from Sean Keeler.
All right.
Part of the reason is he had made references to Deion Sanders as, quote, deposition Deion, the Bruce Lee of BS, and a false prophet. He uses phrases like Planet Prime, the Deion Kool-Aid, and circus. And the ban is indefinite. Now, that's tough to begin with. But I want to point out this exchange that really hurts the credibility of Colorado and Deion Sanders. When Keeler got told this, he asked multiple times if he could ask a football question. Deion Sanders said no, and here are the next two questions that he got asked. What are your birthday plans?
Good question.
And then the next question after that, how important is it for everyone to have Affleck as part of their life? Now, of course, Deion Sanders is a paid spokesperson for the insurance company.
Did he answer those questions?
I don't know. I have to admit, I'm sure he did. But that's tough when you're like, I don't like it because you're saying mean things. I might be able to listen to that. But when he's like, can I just ask a football question? You said, no, next question. What are you doing for your birthday? This. Next question.
What are you doing for your birthday, by the way? Do you know yet?
No.
It's coming up soon.
All my family's busy that day. It really hurt my feelings.
I'll hang out with you.
And then...
just invite me over.
Okay. And you definitely won't be there. And then, hey, what about the sponsorship that you have with Affleck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that really, it feels like it really hurts your credibility when you're like, you cannot ask any questions except for these questions.
Did you hear Nick Saban? We don't have Nick Saban lined up here anymore soon. He said during the, during his broadcast over the weekend that it's very difficult doing his job, transitioning to this job.
Yeah.
He's like, because I spent my whole career accosting reporters. He even like legitimately was like, I spent my whole career making sure y'all didn't get information. If you asked too good of questions, I was trying to lead you in different directions. Like he's saying all these things. So he's telling the truth about it now, but that back then it was all to protect this. That's what they're doing. That's what he's doing, is trying to protect his image so that the program can continue on, because it's his image more than anything else.
Yeah.
Now I understand too that he's told all of CBS that he won't talk to all of CBS now, anybody from CBS, and that's wild too. So that is, I don't necessarily agree with it, but when somebody feels like they have that much power in an organization, they can pretty much run around and do whatever they want until somebody checks them.
From the 817, wanker of the weekend is that jabroni official who didn't let Matt Fitzpatrick swap his cracked driver head. That cost me money on my parlay.
I'm so sorry about that.
That does suck.
That stinks.
From the, I like this. I was the best and worst of the weekend all at the same time.
How the heck did you do that?
The other half didn't like that I invited a certain few people to our kid's birthday party, but then my people were the only ones who actually showed up. Boom.
Therefore, people were at your kid's birthday party. Now, were they all ex-girlfriends? I can understand that.
Oh, no.
If you invited all your ex-girlfriends over and she's like, hey, I didn't quite like that.
Don't do that.
But I'm betting that didn't happen. Because I think that Tola right there is a good person.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you should win at the end of the day because you're like, hey, look, there were people at the kid's birthday party.
Yes,
like,
absolutely you should be the winner in that situation.
All right, this one's going to be really controversial. Let's go to cut number 17, and I'm going to need judgment on this. Is this a wanker of the weekend?
He sends one up the middle, Feliciano. Lake Mary, Florida, on a double play to end it.
All right. Now, this could go a couple of different directions. At first, my short-sighted thought was that is Florida's Little League team the wanker of the weekend for eliminating Texas? But is the Little League World Series, I don't know, commission the wanker of the weekend? Because Texas had already beaten Florida in this tournament. But then it was double elimination except for the country finals.
Why?
And so Florida only beat Texas once.
Has it always been that way?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
That means they each have one loss. They should have played again. So I'll argue the Little League World Series commission, or whatever they call it, is the wanker of the weekend for jobbing Texas out.
Oh, I thought you were going to roll out that Florida was the wankers of the weekend for bunting to win.
Well,
but I'm okay with it.
The tough thing is they did beat Taiwan the next day, so America is the Little League World Series champion.
Yeah, are you rooting for America or are you just rooting for Texas?
I am rooting for America.
Those kids from Bernie,
Texas.
Man, I love those kids from Bernie. They're out there doing their, you know, they're just playing baseball all the time.
I just think the Little League Commission did us and any other team that this has probably definitely happened to in the past, did them wrong.
Well, Kevin, they only have the field for so many hours. You know, they got
to... The whole purpose of the Williamsport place is...
We've all been to a Little League game, and the lights are only on for so long. And then they'll just shut off automatically, because that's the way the city does it.
That whole complex is not like the Mesquite Rec or whatever. Okay.
We've all been at one of those Little League games where the lights just went out, and you're like, what happened?
877-881-1053, or on the Twitch, or on the YouTube. Which city complex do you think would be most likely to just shut it down? They're like, I'm just turning the lights off. We're not letting any more people in because, I grew up in the Garland area. I understand how it could be Garland, Mesquite.
Dude.
Forney obviously has had a couple of issues.
Do not try to practice on a field in Plano without a permit.
Or the cops?
Not the cops.
Oh.
But that dude, I don't know how. He's everywhere, man. We tried to practice on so many different fields around Plano, and he showed up every time. I don't know if he just does rounds or if somebody's calling. They're like, them kids are out there playing baseball again, trying to get better at their craft. But we didn't have
it. Can't be having that.
It's like $100 to practice is dumb.
Anyway. Okay. I had no idea. But yeah, that's what I would be curious about. I'm going to argue that, it's the Little League. It's the Williamsport people. They're holding folks down.
Okay.
All right. Also, Wanker of the Weekend, Scott Boras. Did you see Jordan Montgomery? By the way, I think it's Dylan Cease who's already come out, and he was like, no, I don't agree with that.
No, tell me the Scott Boras news.
Jordan Montgomery said, quote, obviously, about his negotiations. Yeah. Obviously, Boras kind of butchered it, so I'm just trying to move on from the offseason and try to forget it.
I think Ooh. Scott Boras mishandled that entire thing. He thought he had all the leverage in the situation, and I'm not saying the owners and GMs colluded here, but nobody else wanted him, and it put Scott Boras in a bad situation.
Freaking bum.
And there could be tons of other reasons out there, but I mean, it sounded like Montgomery really wanted to be here again. And Boras was, you know, he messed that up along the way. So, yeah, dude, Boras has done an amazing job getting his clients the most amount of money possible.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the dude has done that for a long time. And at some point, you got to imagine that if you do a team wrong here and there, they're not going to treat you right along the way as well. But you got to give him a lot of credit for what he's accomplished. Whenever this kind of happens, it's a ding. You know, on it, but it's all the other good stuff he's done for him. I don't know.
Now, people have come out firing about which complex or fields they think would be most likely to just shut it down at the expense of the kids. From the 512, Frisco, 100%. From the 817, Mansfield Sports Complex, the president there is the worst. From the 817, Azle. From the 214, Farmers Branch. From another 214, Pleasant Grove Stadium behind the Griffs on Buckner.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly where that is.
See, that's the kind of specific detail I need. And then
behind the Griffs.
Yeah, that's how Corey would give me directions. All right, go up the hill past the really big tree to the right. And I'm like, these are the greatest directions I've ever gotten in my life. And then from the 817, Florida State is definitely the wanker of the weekend, man.
Hold on. Is this because they're suing the ACC?
Or? I assumed it was because they lost to Georgia Tech in Ireland, but
dude, why are you playing your game in Ireland? Why are you playing your season opener in Ireland?
Because you would think it would be like Boston College
or
against
at home.
UMass
yeah,
or something.
Just, yeah, I don't want to take my game somewhere else.
I don't know.
I want my fans to be there.
Maybe the ACC has a giant Irish following. I don't know.
That being said, if you're trying to recruit a little bit, that's kind of a cool thing to add to it. Yeah. Hey, we'll take you all over the world, man. We'll take you anywhere.
Maybe there's a burgeoning Irish football presence that they want to recruit.
Where was their standing in the flag football Olympics? Did they have a team?
Ooh, I don't know the answer to that.
Well, we'll look it up.
All right. I usually like this fella, but I got to ask, is Field Yates the wanker of the weekend for dislocating his shoulder during a tackle drill to determine fantasy football draft order?
It took me so long to figure out what was happening in that video. I saw it and I was like, is his wrist hurt? What's going on?
He had to go to the hospital.
Separated shoulders, nothing to play around with, man. I guess sand is less forgiving than I thought. I thought sand, like I watched Top Gun. They all looked like they were diving around out there. So, I mean, I watched both Top Guns. They were playing football out there in the sand.
Are you going to watch the third one?
Does, if you're, so he's a, he is a legitimate NFL reporter.
Yeah.
When he walks in having separated a shoulder and he walks into a locker room from a tackling dummy on the sand.
You think that's going to hurt his
credibility? Are all the players going to be like, dude, I can't talk to you about this, man. You got, you, what are you doing talking to me about an injury right now? You separated your shoulder with a tackling dummy.
Or at least you have to listen to be like, oh, at least I didn't hit inflatable tackling dummy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
There's so many different ways they're going to come at him with this. That How's is, the shoulder, little buddy?
Yeah, that is a very good point.
So I guess he's just going to have to talk to GMs from now on.
And then, look, I feel like this has become a weekly tradition. I'm sorry. Is it the Rangers who had the lead for all of 9 minutes on Saturday before they got smashed by the Guardians 13-5 and then they lost?
No, it's you.
Oh.
It's you for letting it get to you.
Okay.
At this point with the Rangers, I think we kind of know what we're getting. We're looking for pieces. We're starting to analyze players. And
so
which
when I
ones,
keep holding out hope, that's chump.
We're, ones we want to keep around. That's what we're looking for. We're not at this point, Kevin, I'm not really begging for wins anymore. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm not giving up completely because anything could happen. But I'm pretty much at that point where I'm like, okay, I understand reality here. And that's on you if you're not understanding reality and that they can be beaten 13-5 at any point.
Okay.
After somebody does a fake home run derby before the game.
I will work on that. And then from the 817, Trey Lance is definitely wanker of the weekend with the 5 interceptions. And then, man, lots of people are frustrated with their youth sports scene. Mulberry Park, those lights will shut off at 9 o'clock no matter what. Waxahachie. Man, people are upset about their youth sports area.
Yes. Mike would say that Oak Cliff doesn't have lights.
Yeah, didn't Mike like didn't he roll out with his lawnmower once and he took his lawnmower to some stuff?
And he got
place?
In trouble because the groundskeepers were upset because
the grass was too long.
Yeah, and he didn't like that how that reflected on them. And he's like, hey, why don't you let us do
he
our
was
job?
Just trying to help.
I know. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. The Cowboys are number one, at least at this one thing. Next on The Fan.
Tons of time for Stick, deep down the right side. He's got Fajoco behind everybody. Missed the corner, down the sideline he goes. Touchdown, Chargers.
Wow.
KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I do think that's an appropriate, like, man, that play really broke down in a hurry. Also want to give you a heads up before we get to Gridiron. On Thursday at the Preston Playhouse, Jared Sandler is going to be doing his Sandlot Happy Hour.
Oh, awesome.
So if you're interested, Corey.
I think I'll be there.
Even you are invited.
I think
will
I'm going to be there, actually. Yeah,
cause nice.
I think somebody else will be there, too.
It's at the Preston Playhouse from August 29th. That's this Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30. It's off of Preston Road in Dallas. It's free to attend the Playhouse, but if you want to RSVP, sandlot.org/events if you want to go ahead and RSVP for that.
While we're at it, do you mind if I do something real quick, Kevin? Picasso Horn on Twitter tweeted you and I and said he's at the movies to see the film Alien.
Romulus,
if you will. He goes to the restroom because you want to do that before the movie.
Sure.
And there was a guy in a stall listening to the KNC masterpiece. He said he washed up and he yelled out Tolo, and then he got a response with another Tolo back at him.
Hell yeah. Will you also report back with your review of Alien Romulus?
I've not.
I like, I don't want to ask that person to do too much.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking to me.
No. If they could let me know about that as well, I'd appreciate it.
Because, you know, I just ran through the Mad Max series. I'd never watched any Mad Max movies before, but I just finally finished all of them. I've never seen Alien. Not any one of the Alien movies. Is that something that is a must-see, or was that like in its time it was the best thing?
No. If you, I mean, I still think Aliens holds up as a spectacular piece of cinema. If you're into horror and or sci-fi,
okay,
you should check it out. Personally, I would go Alien, then Aliens with an S, then kick it back to Prometheus, then Alien Covenant. And then you can decide if you want to watch the last.
Okay. And then, so then Too Fast, Too Furious.
No,
okay.
No, that's a whole different thing.
Sounds like a lot of movies.
Guys, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Here we go.
By the way, Gridiron Gravy brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. All right, so just a heads up, in case you have missed it, tomorrow at 3 o'clock Central is when cutdowns need to be submitted to the NFL office. So some of it might trickle out a little bit later, but we'll be all over that tomorrow. Obviously, G-Bag will be on the air live when that is happening. So keep it right here if you want all your latest Cowboys news.
You're home for cuts.
Yeah, I don't know if that is the tagline we want to go with, but we could. All right.
You're a cutter.
The Washington Commanders have decided that all they needed was a new ownership group to maybe get it together. They are going to build a statue to honor the late safety Sean Taylor. And you remember a couple of years ago, they came out with that memorial installation, which was so almost terrible. Universally panned.
It was terrible.
That's already been permanently removed because they're like, hey, our bad. This is
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
But now they're going to put up a statue of Sean Taylor. Does it feel like maybe, possibly, they're finally going to get this right?
This organization is making up for the faults of their last one.
True.
So I don't know if people will look at it and go, you know what? We appreciate this current group more, other than maybe they just look at the entire thing and they're like, I'm just out. And then they'll start jumping back on if they win. I think that's kind of where that stands. But yes, that is much more, you know, as a general NFL fan, I appreciate that more than what they did before was so bad.
Now, I don't know if people will care about this, but Corey, you brought up this morning the Chiefs cut backup quarterback Ian Book, or Jan, if you're fancy.
Ian.
If you're super fancy. Here's why I was disappointed about that. His rookie year, I was opening some stuff, and I got an autographed book card numbered out of 5. So I was really hoping somehow, some way he would figure out his way in this NFL world and help add to my bottom line. But it's not looking good right now. It is not looking good. However, the Chiefs did re-sign Juju Smith-Schuster, if you are curious about that. Let's go to perhaps breaking news of Corey winning something from our happy hour, I'm guessing.
Happy half hour prize, Kevin. Do you want me to open it now or wait till later?
Let's open it now. In the meantime, Fanatics has amended their lawsuit to now accuse Marvin Harrison Sr. as well as Marvin Harrison Jr. of fraud. Remember, Marvin Harrison Jr. said, I didn't sign that stuff. And so now Marvin Harrison Sr. and Marvin Harrison Jr. are being accused by Fanatics of fraud.
I'm still very confused by this whole thing. Like, true. As I was reading it, I was like, I'm going to need citations on all this stuff. I don't understand any of it.
We'll get back to you on that.
Yeah. So he didn't sign the paperwork.
That's what he says.
Because Marvin Harrison Sr. signed it.
And or so, someone from his company.
And he's not mad at his dad for this. Or is he?
I mean,
what's their relationship like?
Or his dad's taking the fall for him and he's like, here's what I'll do for you, son. Just say
that's supposed to be
corporation signed it and I'll take the fall. Okay. I don't know.
This is really
Fanatics does not care either way.
Yeah, and what are lawyers going to say, Kevin? Well, or who are they going to stand
good
by
question.
In this situation?
That is a good question, Corey.
Do they fear Marvin Harrison Sr.?
You should. What did you win?
I got a $100 gift card to Knife and Plano.
Oh,
for all my hard work and service at the station.
Let's go.
Being a glue guy, if you will.
Dinner on Corey.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that company.
I'm proud of you, Corey. Now let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys. They are number one at this one specific metric. Although somebody did bring up a good point. They're tied for the best record in the NFL right now.
Look at that.
So that is encouraging. Per StubHub, they are the most in-demand team heading into the season. You had to know it was going to be something about that. Like, what else was it going to be? They edged out the rest of the top five, which included the Raiders, Steelers, Falcons, and 49ers. The Cowboys are outselling the Raiders, who were number one last year, by 13%. In the last 8 years, StubHub has done this. The Cowboys have been number one four times, and five of their games are in the top 10, including the most desired game right now, Cowboys at Steelers on October 8th.
You can't wait for that game,
huh? I will be rooting for the Cowboys 100%. I will be rooting for the Cowboys.
Not what you've said before.
I know. I'm a huge Steelers fan.
Yeah.
Other games on the list include Saints at the Cowboys, Cowboys at the Browns, Ravens at the Cowboys, and Eagles at the Cowboys. All five of those are in the top 10 for StubHub.
Wow. And how many fees and hidden fees are stacked on top of that?
We're still working on that, right? Like,
that's why I use the game time app, Kevin. Fees are right there up front with you the entire time. You know, what's happening.
And I don't understand why they were like, would you like to see the prices with fees or without? Like, who wants to see the prices without fees and be like, I'm going to trick myself until I get
see,
to
I
checkout.
Don't want my feelings to get hurt.
Yeah.
I just want to commit to it while it looks attractive. And
no,
that sounds crazy out of context, but.
Yes. No. All right, let's go.
You're thinking your bar tab's this, and then at the end of the night, you're like, hold on, who was ordering drinks on my tab?
Like, if you've ever done Vrbo or Airbnb, when you're like, oh, that looks like a good deal, and they're like, ha-ha, bitch, you forgot about the cleaning fee. And then you're like, man.
I can clean up after myself. They're like,
nope.
That's
not an option. That's not an option. It might have been too early for that language. I apologize. It is
the kids are
11:51.
Yeah,
I apologize for that language.
They're in class.
All right. Ja'Marr Chase was back at practice over the weekend for the Bengals. It was, of course, just a walkthrough practice, but this was his first time that he got on the field in the middle of his hold-in.
This is one of the leaves, Kevin. One of the leaves have fallen, and I'm not joking about that.
Okay, man, and there's a lot of things to that CeeDee Lamb question. Maybe we ask it later in the week. Do you actually believe if no new deal gets done that he won't play in the opener?
That's something that I'm actually, I don't know how dug in he is on that. Because okay. I did see, was it RJ Ochoa who tweeted out, it's preseason's over and CeeDee Lamb is still unsigned.
Yeah.
And then Brad Sham tweeted, he's not unsigned. He's under contract.
Yeah.
And that's where the discrepancy is. Yep. He is under contract. Does he want to be out there playing under that contract? And I think he will want to, but I think that Jerry's just trying to, you know, wait it out to the last possible minute, just like they will with the cuts. We'll get a leak of little cuts here and there, and then we'll get all right at the last minute. We'll get a bunch of the other ones.
Now, somebody might want to consider if you're looking for an under the radar quarterback. Jason Bean of the Indianapolis Colts. You might be like, who the hell is that? That's a fair point. Warren Sharp brought this out. Out of 67 quarterbacks that had at least 20-plus dropbacks in the preseason, Jason Bean was number one in EPA per dropback,
what?
EPA per attempt, success rate, yards per attempt, number one in air yards per attempt, and number two in completion rate. He dominated this preseason slate.
Good for him, man. Why didn't we trade a fourth for him? he was going
to
be so good in the preseason.
Get to that in about 30 minutes. That is a very very fair question.
You know, I want that guy. I want the preseason MVP.
He was, definitely. By the way, speaking of real MVPs, the top three rookies on the board to win NFL MVP, Bo Nix at 50-1, Jaden Daniels at 40-1, and Caleb Williams at 33-1. Caleb Williams, by the way, has also seen his odds to win Offensive Rookie of the Year drop in half. So people are happy about him as well as Jaden Daniels. Bo Nix have dropped from 28-1 to 9-1. So those three, obviously, since they're going to be starting, have clearly gone to the forefront of this pack.
Kevin, do I claim Jason Bean since he was at UNT from 2018 to 2020, but then went on to play at Kansas?
Yes.
Do I claim him still?
You definitely can because
he threw for 176 yards while... Oh, I'm sorry. 1,131 in 2020.
So he also went to Mansfield Lake Ridge. So he's a local local.
He also dusted me in the 200 one time.
Oh, there you go.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so he's really good, man.
You kind of hate him? Or
no, I love him. I respect him for it.
Man.
Alex, like, if anybody can beat me in a race, they got my respect, because most people can't.
Fair. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, a unique motivational tool the Rangers are using. And if you're like, I'm getting tired of the Rangers, are you invested in Shohei's pursuit of history? And will I drop another shockingly inappropriate word? Find out in the next segment right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.